and we shall not seek consolation nor gratification, as our undertaking will only be accomplished with our death. And by maintaining our sensibility to the ground, when the time to leave it will come, we will certainly know it. And the real social barricades are the villas established by the rich ones. If there is equality in one place, is because this place is unequal with others. And those that are most eligible to become social guards are in fact the most eligible social terrorists. And either way, if you don't get technological, your neighbor will take over you with his technology. And the more ordered is the flow of life, the more disordered will be its approach to the sea. And if our ultimate aim is to experience life and learn from it, we cannot make any mistakes. And the sacrifice of poetry enables a new beginning that has a quick end and no possibility of rebirth. And everyone is an antelope wanting to become a lion, but no one wants to become an eagle, as they will be always treated as vultures. And the best possible deal for our economy is likely to be the worst for our freedom. And the more civilized a society, the more stainless it wants to keep even from meaning-making. And the more politically correct we become, the more incorrect we become towards those who want to bring fresh change. And it is only the figure of the artist who can really show us how to do without the system enslaving us. And only by experiencing the subtle everyday struggle we can experience occasional moments of catharsis and revelation. And we can only admire those who can walk horizontally through the vertical social constructions. And we either have to be dependent in order to experience some form of independence, or be independent to experience some other forms of dependency. And the perception of the surrounding turning against us is only a temporary change enabling us to change surrounding. And the more power we gain, the more we will have to carry on our shoulders until someone else will have to carry our coffin on their shoulders. And the option is there to move from one reality to another, and yet we ought to keep on going in depth with our spiritual self. And as we listen to the opinions of others, it takes ages for us to understand the right answer that lies already within us. And our heart is everywhere, and everyone we have loved. And although we don't own something, we can be very much part of it by a simple regular visit. And our only expectation should not even be to be expected by others, but provide them a sudden swift of poetic hope. Rather than becoming so shiny as to reflect light, we shall be so dirty of life, so to retain it within us. so keen we are to protect external elements that we are ready to eliminate all internal obstacles. And happiness is to slowly ascend the river up the holy mountain, slowly approaching the source of life. And to be nature, we ought to be constantly working with it and in it. And the most tragic end of the free soul is always by the hands of the captivated ones. And we ought to step back to almost nothing in order to reach the most simple set of communicating us. And we can live in places, and only after we have abandoned them we can discover their most secret beauties. And we may act as life is at its end, yet there's so much more surprise awaiting us. And without a doubt, we unconsciously become what we experience. And barbarians are those who have imposed their assumed civilization on the assumed barbars. And we can feel very close to something, yet be connected to something further away and opposite. And in a natural world, it should be property to be afraid of us and not us of its owners. We should never exaggerate in doing too much good, as the exact opposite might happen because of it. And out of fear we may abandon our conquests, only to realize that back home they became even more strangers. What most shocks us is the first impact of modernity onto our genuine nature. And our job is to defy borders and plant the seeds for an intercontinental peace after the inevitable war. And we ought to move in order to make compact what we have assimilated while not moving. And during our weak moments we are hit by those who we later discover to be infinitely weaker. And we should switch off in the dark and switch on in the light and try to seek for an healthy alternation of these elements. And we just didn't know it, but what we have always looked for is to recreate the places of our childhood and to keep our honors among the human apes. We have given up the above paradise, and the only privileges of the free soul may be the social leftovers. And growing indignation for what could happen to our material possessions is just a symptom telling us to get on the road and abandon them. And particularly those who never had the need of bursting out of their own native eggs cannot distinguish between what is better and what is worst. And it doesn't matter if the surrounding keeps transforming, if we have reached a perfect scheme to manifest us within it. And someone has been left forever behind, and yet we keep on going forward and backward. The further the message, from the closer the person, the deeper it will echo in our soul, and how comfortable life could have been many a times, and yet our willing kept wrecking us in many islands. And we fought for a land, and only after we conquested it we got to know how to build our house. And anything arbitrarily fall, and we just set to work on the perfect geometry. And we fought with our neighbor for every single detail, and now not even the smallest of details have remained for us. And by implanting a set of external dogmas onto our everyday living, we give way to fanatism. And by gaining time, we no longer need to accelerate our pace, but can simply walk. And we ought to create minor dogmas to counterbalance the rise of mainstream dogma. And once we are able to make all our undertaking compact, all other possibilities are eliminated. And the only freedom that a materialistic society leaves us is to keep on being precarious.